I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for another edition of our award-winning history series, Saving Stories, with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, we recently lost a country music legend in Kentucky native and singer-songwriter Tom T. Hall.
He really was one of the greats. Tom T. Hall wrote and performed iconic songs like Harper Valley, PTA, I Love, That's How I Got to Memphis, The Year Clayton Delaney Died, Old Dogs, Children, and Watermelon Wine. The Nunn Center has an oral history interview conducted with Tom T. Hall in 2009 as part of the Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame and Museum Oral History Project. He really was known as country music's storyteller. He truly was a master lyricist when it came to the story song. He was from Olive Hill, Kentucky. One thing I found fascinating about this interview is when he talks about the influence of Olive Hill on his songwriting.
I thought I grew up in the center of the universe, which turned out to be true, because everything that can happen on the planet could happen in a town of 1,300 people. You had the aristocracy, you had the peasantry, you had some very violent people, you know, you had some very mild people, and some fascinating characters. But the thing that confused me when I was a kid, we had some very ugly people, you know, and people would talk about how ugly they were, but in my mind, I thought they were the most beautiful people in town, because they had more character, you know, and they didn't, their faces did a lot of strange, weird, wonderful things in my eye, you know. But I guess that kind of got me started on the storytelling thing, too, because I thought these people were a lot more interesting than just an ordinary-looking, common person. I didn't see a story in that. But somebody with a big scar or one eye missing or, you know, these people fascinated me, and they look like stories to me.
Initially, Tom T. Hall never perceived himself as a performer. He just wanted to write songs. And at that time, his brand of story song was not necessarily marketable to mainstream music row in Nashville. But a music producer named Jerry Kennedy convinced him that recording an album would actually be the best way to get his songs out.
And Jerry Kennedy settled the whole issue. He said, you know, you've got some songs here and I love them, but if you don't record them, nobody's ever going to hear them because they're too personal. And the rest of Nashville was recording primarily, as they are now, and they've always done, Little Darlin' songs, I call them, you know. You Left Me All Alone in Blue and, you know, whatever. So he said, these songs are different, and if you don't record them, I can't get them cut by anybody else, and nobody's ever going to hear them. And I thought, man, that wouldn't be good. You know, I had Ballad of $40 and Clayton Delaney and Who's Gonna Feed Them Hogs, and a lot of weird songs that, I mean, the average guy in Nashville at that time would say, you gotta be kidding me, I'm not putting out a hog song, you know? In fact, Farron Young, when he heard I Love, he said, I heard your new record on the radio this morning, man. He said, you're dead in this business. I said, what record was that? He said, my God, Little Baby Ducks, what's that about? I said, well, it's just a song I wrote, you know.
This is a fascinating interview, and it's almost 2 hours long, and it really gives you a window into the mind of the storyteller. Is this available online?
It is. Search Tom T. Hall at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
All right, now, since you are a musician and a songwriter in your own right, what Tom T. Hall song would you choose to take us home?
Oh, there's so many. There's so many good songs to choose from. Clayton Delaney, if you're feeling sad. I Love, if you're feeling sentimental. That's How I Got to Memphis, if you're craving a song with a standard country groove. I Like Beer, if you want a good bar sing-along. Ultimately, I think my favorite, A Week in a Country Jail.
Doug Boyd has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.